Holy Rashi, Nun Hey with Alu, Dumma Bahas Shani. Mishi Yotze Brishus to Masnisen, Ikul Eres Achodish, Chachoma Bar Liyali. Aval Habor Lahatsam Oyevim, Yeshach Hashem Oyevim, Yirdavu Acharov, Hechafilu Tuba Nami Yitna Zulayir. So we'll differentiate between a person of the Bar Lahatsil, where there's continued danger, and the other ones where whatever danger there was, or whatever need that they went, once it's done, it's done. So we don't need to have we shouldn't have a question why they're allowed to go all the way back in the Kaiman beyond this Yitzchum. Okay, so Mar says, but if you want to ask the Kasha, this is the Kasha. The mission Rosh Hashanah says Lo Hayu Zozin Misham. Here's Nechutz Tchum Lo Hayu Al Chedish. Mary, some people went beyond the Tchum to come to Bez, and that they made about that they saw the Levana. They said it's Rosh Hashanah. So it says Lo Hayu Zozin. They couldn't move. The mission Yotz Tchum Tchum Ein Lo Alad Al Adamus. The person goes beyond the Tchum only gets Al Adamus. That was the original status. Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin. So they get a paimam l'chol ruach. He says, not only that, but even the case of a chachama and a bala hatzel, minagayis also gets 2,000 amos from where he is. But he doesn't go back to where he came from. So that's the kasha. A bala hatzel minagayis, we come rapayim basuloi. Then the bala hatzel also only has 2,000. When we see some tani kol yotz in the hatzel, chayz in the mekayman of filatuva. So the ratio of the Sefer of our Mishnah, we can't ask Akasha. We can tell the Mishnah talking about the case of the Chachama or the case of Edus. And the Sefer is by Hatzolah, it's a different din. But the problem is the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah says that Abola Hatzol gets 2,000 Amos, and our Mishnah says Abola Hatzol goes back home. That's Akasha. Okay, so the Mor brings two Terutzim. That Rabbi Huda Merav says that it means they take their Kli Zion back with them. Because it said originally, they said that when they would go out, the menichin kli zaynam because yirosin b'ayzachitzin shemaytzin chutz l'chaima. The first house they come to, which is not inside the city, but the first house they come to, period, even if it's beyond the walls, they would have to leave their kelim there. One time they did that, and the enemy realized. So the people were outside of the city. The Oyevim ran after them. So they went to get their weapons. They went to get their weapons. The house was small, and people, they ended up hurting each other with their own weapons. So they went at the corner. They could bring. They were close to the mekayim b'klizayna. So Rabbi Huda said. So Rav's teretz is that you don't get more. You don't get more than 2,000 amos, unless you have havlo like we had before. And that's true, even by bar lahatzel. But in the case that they go back, they can take their weapons with them. That's what it means. Close to the mekayim means with their klizayna. That was Rav Yehuda Merav. Rav Nachum Yitzchak said the difference is who won. Nitzchi Yisrael is alpine basulay. If the Jews won, so they have there's no immediate danger anymore. So they only get alpine. Nitzchi Umas Arlam. If the enemy won, so then Chosidim Kovan and Filatul. They go back for potential danger and safety reasons. They're allowed to go back as far as they need. He's not discussing carrying any weapons. He's discussing the person, actually, the issue of tchum, how far back they can go. Now, the Rosh learns that Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok and Rav Yehuda Merav do not argue in the din. They're just arguing pshat in the Mishnah. In other words, they both agree that this halacha of the Braisa, that you can take the weapons all the way back, and they both would agree, Pashas according to him, the difference between who won the war, how far back you're allowed to go. They're not arguing in the din. They're just arguing how to touch up the Mishnah. Okay, I think that's where we're at. Now, but the Rambam seems to learn as a machlokes. The Rambam, and the Rambam brings the Rav Nachman Reb Yitzchok's halacha. One other issue over here is Tosis of four mem dalam beis, a little Tosis called Yotzin Hatzla Chosin Lam Kaimon. It's Tosis of Kasha. Odo Chosha of the Parakam of the Beya, Gabi Hanach Gimel, the Tiro Sevim Mishab Tchilosan, Zeh Eno Chiddish, Michal Hanus Shrikha, Kedabinim Lahosim. So Rashi learns that the lamed is why they're allowed to take their come all the way back, like either pshat is because that there's some potential danger involved. So the heter is a sekhanos of
Oshos. Where is that Rashi?
The whole Rashi is a memhem and aleph. It's clear he's learning the heter either because either pshat is we're discussing how far back you're allowed to go because the goyim won, it's dangerous, or because you're taking back your weapons because there's a danger involved. Tosis asks the question from the Gemara in Bay. The Gemara in Bay, you remember way back when, the Gemara discusses certain things with Chazal, were matar on Yom Tov that really should be usher Mirabonon, let's say. But if Chazal would have stood with the Issa Rabbanon, next Yom Tov the person's not going to want to do what he has to do. So a person's not going to if a person shechs on Yom Tov and we do not allow him to flay the whole animal, because he only needs X amount of meat, so listen, you flay the animal halfway and take the meat you need and cook it, and that's it. You know, the rest. The problem is that when the hide stays on the animal, so both the animal heats up more. You can't spread it out, and it'll start to rot. So the person throws out half of his animal, three quarters of his animal. Next year, he's not going to want to chef. Example. So the more discussion we're going to be mounted to do a case of hafshata, which is flaying, and mirabanan, we'll be matter soifa mishum tchilasim. We'll matter this iser, the soifa la'akar ma'isa, which is not really necessary anymore. There's no real het or yamtiv over there. Mishum tchilasim, in order that there should be a beginning next time. So Tosfos says, why doesn't list this mishnah as one of them? So Tosfos is learning that the logic behind these heterim is not because of this sakana. It's because this is the din of Itir Shalom Mishum Tchilasa. So, and Tosfos's answer is, this is obvious that the Rigimata Shalom Mishum Tchilasa. Those were Chidusha. So, Tosfos is learning a Libra the M is the Pshat, and the Mishnah over here is a special Hatter of Shalom Mishum Tchilasa. Now, the question is, all the cases over there in Bay are served Rabbanai. Over here, we're talking about potentially carrying the weapons, talking about serving the Raisa. And Tosfos seems to be Nicha to learn that Chazal will come along and say that. Where Moshe learns up this sugya, I mean, the more saying that the nature of people is, if you're going to leave the guy stuck and who knows where, or he's not going to want to go next time, whether that's right or wrong. That's the nature of people. So Chazal are going to be matar nisa deraisa in order to have a motivational technique of making sure that people want to go. So all of the shadows they have about people go out for hatsola calls and all the different things, all of it is this tosis. Moshe starts off with this sugya, but this tosis, how tosis learns the sugya. So that's where he starts from. It's all from the sugya. See, he actually differentiates the mice, just in case of Moshe, he just differentiates. There's two types of calls. There's a call where the nature of the call is that chances are you're not going to come back anyway. It's a long call. Chacham, which is called to tend a woman for labor delivery, at 8 o'clock in the morning, chances are she's not coming back. Anyway, who knows how long it could take. So it turns out it was quicker, and she wants to come back. So she says, "You can't come back because you can't say you're not going to be motivated because you look at Hila went al dasi, you might not be able to come back till after Shabbos." A doctor is called to make a house call and the normal thing would be to come back. There, he says, you'd have a dinner of Tirus Sefer Mishum Tchilas. Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva which he argues very strongly with Moshe. He says that all those cases are all the rabbanon. You're not matter the raisins for Sefer Mishum Tchilasim.
I'm sorry, you quote.
You're not matter the raisins for Sefer Mishum Tchilasim. That all those cases were always cases of the rabbanon. And he says the Mishat and Tois is the same. But so that's machloek. That's a bit. It's, you know, it's a big. They're obviously tremendously relevant machloek.
Unless I've misunderstood, it sounds like there is a difference of opinion as to what is Asur D'Oraita.
We'll all agree that this is, well, the Hadal and the Gemara, what is the case of the Gemara, Tchum is not the Raisa. They were talking about Tchum of Yud Beis. Tchum is, the only Tchum which is the Raisa, even according to the Bekiva, is with Yud Beis Mil. So are we talking about going back from Yud Beis Mil, or are we talking about only going back less than that?
Well, we're also talking about carrying.
So the carrying case, you depends how you understand the Gemara. Where Rashi learns, is Tosis referring back to if you learn according to Nachman by Yitzchak, there's no caring involved. The only issue was how far you can go. So is Tosis going like that? You know, there's room to work with in the Gemara.
I mean, who says that the case has to be? The Gemara has to be talking about
or
who
said it's someone who's just a rabbi, and, you know,
it's not Rosh Hashanah.
So there's room to work on the Gemara.
According to who, it's only talking about being
carried. Rashi clearly learns the Gemara talking about the Hetter because of Sakona, so the Hetter because of Sakona means Rashi obviously would say it before he made the Rises.
I haven't read the two Tshuvos, so I can't.
Yeah, I'll give you homework.
Speak. We also have to give me Mari Makamot.
Okay.
Or maybe even Xerox this. then I have at least somewhat of a chance. Some of a chance. But it sounded like what Moshe Feinstein was saying, that these aren't D'Oraita. And that
correct. He's
Moshe saying these are not D'Oraita.
He says the case. Yeah, correct.
So
they agree about the rest of the rabbanon. The question: what was the case of the Gemara?
That they are arguing as to whether or not
the case of the Gemara was the rest
of the D'Oraita.
Correct.
Okay.
So the Gemara.
Who's only talking about the
inheritance? So the case is all the abundance. The abundance. Amri Hura Murav.
Doesn't the Mishnah
only talking
about the inheritance? I'm sorry? Who says the Mishnah is only talking about the
inheritance? No, that's the question of the Gemara. It's the discussion at the end of the Mishnah. Carrying is the discussion at the end of the Mishnah. How far you're allowed to walk. That's the question of the Gemara.
What the quality of the
Gemara. Right. Okay. Amar Rabbi Huda Merav. Nachrim Shetzar Ala Yoris Yisrael. So they came and they set siege. They besieged a Jewish city. Here's the lema chizayin on the bein mechel and lema is Shabbos, so we don't attack them on Shabbos. Tanya mehochi, the brayser says nachum shetzaru b'chulu etc. It says that same quote. The brayser continues and says with medem are mordim kishbol iskein moment. The reason why they set siege is they have no interest in taking any lives. It's not their point. They want the money. Abol iskein nefashas, so they came because they're endangering any life. Then obviously Yotzei Limbukli Zaynon and Mechalei Nimas Shabbos. So we would go attack them to save their lives. Ubi Arsimuchol Lesaper, a city which is near to the border of Eretz Yisrael, filled with boil Iske Nefoshes, El Iske Teben Vekash. They didn't come for Iske Nefoshes. They came. They wanted to steal the Jewish straw. All right, that's all they care about. They need straw for their animals. The Jews said no. They came and they attacked them. We're going to take the straw. They have no interest in any interest in killing anybody at all. In that situation, we will attack them on Shabbos. Because once that city is captured, so the border of Eretz Yisrael, a border city has been captured, that they now have a vantage point, which down the road they can do much more, they can endanger defensible borders. Okay, what we'll call it is the sugya of the Gemara. So that's considered a sakana, even though there's no immediate sakana. That's considered a sakana. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So Rashi actually he just says that. No, 1 second. I think it's Rashi. He says, you know, it sounds like a strange din. Like we're saying, since there's a potential down the road, maybe that they might decide to use this captured city as a vantage point now to attack the other cities. So we're going to be Mechal Shabbos now because of that potential possibility. He says that it fits in under the general rule of Suffolk by Sekhanah Sefoshes. We're always Mechal on any potential possibility of a Suffolk when it comes to Sekhanah Sefoshes. We don't go Basar Raiv. You know, we try and address it. So this would fit with that rule. Okay. Omer Rav Yosef Bar Ben Yomi, Omer Rav Nachman, Ubov Kira Smucha L'Sapra Damya, V'Targuma Nahadu. But in Bovel, there was a Jewish settlement in Bovel. Areas which were basically Jewish cities. So the city of Nahadu specifically had that same halacha that it was like the era smucha l'sapur. Okay,
it sounds like it's like an autonomous region.
Correct.
Wow, I didn't realize that's very interesting.
It's worth getting out of bed this morning. Darsha v'distoy dimin biri, ma'adik siv. Okay, so what's shot in the pasuk? Pasuk says, "Yagidu leDavid leMor." They told David, "Hine plishtim nechamim bekeila." The plishtim are attacking the city of Keila. That was the name of the city. "Vehem shoysim esagronis," and they're coming to be shoysed. Shoysin is to plunder the storehouses. So Tana, so what was shot in the pasuk? It says Keila ira smucha l'saper ha'yusa. It was a case where the Keila was one of the border cities. V'hemel bo el al iske teben b'kasha. They see v'hemel shosim esagronis. They wanted the iske momentus. They wanted to take the food. They have no interest in attacking any lives. We see v'yishal David b'Hashem, and David asked from the Urim and Tumim, "Ha'elech v'keisi b'plishtim o'ela, should I go and attack these plishtim?" V'yemer Hashem el David, "Lech v'keisi b'plishtim v'yishata es ke'ilo." So go and attack, and you will save ke'ilo. So my can we boil it? What was David's question? Ilema ishori i'osir. Rashi says it was Shabbos. And the question was it mutzer usher to go? Very based in a shul Shmuel, Haramosi Kaim. Shmuel's Bezim was right there. We don't ask Urim Batumim for questions of Yisra Vahetna. You go to the Rav. Ella Morris says, what was the question? His question was, Imatzloch, Eloi Matzloch. The question was, would he be successful or not? He wanted to know. He asked Urim Batumim, would he be successful in this campaign? But it was he definitely was going to go. So you see, even though they came for Iske Momin, but he went to campaign. Even though theoretically any campaign has a certain amount of danger involved in it, right? So, but he did it because we consider Iske Momin by an era Sukhul Sapra like Iske Nefashis. They cannot be deceived. We can prove from the Pasuk itself that the question was about whether he'll be successful or not. They say lech v'hikisa v'plishtim, lech v'hikesa, I think v'hikisa v'plishtim v'hikisa. Hoshata es keila, and then it says you'll save them. So that was Shmuel. That was the question: was whether he would be successful or not. And you're still in Zekarashi. So that what you said, that Yehuda and Rav said, we don't attack them. It's talking about that they came for money. L'saper, Irshim of Delis ben Gvul Yisrael Gvul Omos. It's a city on the border. So you have to land, we are allowed to go to attack. Shem and Yukudu, we're afraid they might, then if they don't, if we don't, they'll capture the city. From there, they'll be able to then proceed further into the territory of the land. And that will endanger lives. What city are we referring to in Bubba, which is Smucha L'Saper? That was the border city between the two groups. They only came to just for Iskei Nefash, Iskei Kashat Heaven. How became Moser David, Atzma Lahatza David, endangered his life to save them. The Pasha that Rashi reads even was on a weekday. This would have been a question. Are you allowed to endanger the Jewish life by going to war to save them that they shouldn't lose their money? And the answer is yes, because it's an Iris called the Sapra, which it considers the cause of Pashas. But then Rashi says the next Rashi, he wasn't sure it was Mutter Osir, Shari Osir, B'Shabbos Hoyusa. Rashi says it was a question of Shabbos. Which it's a little interesting, the flow of the two Rashis. I don't have a good understanding. Some words in the Rishimul based in Okayim. Meet the Yisra Behetel, Mishael Be'irmatum. You don't ask Be'irmatum about questions of Yisra Behetel. The more the answer is the question was, will he be successful? Rishato, Alam Mevasele Denotzev. They're telling him that he will be victorious. So Tosis says that over here, Sakasha, once David was told by the Urim Tumim that he'll be Matzliach, you know, Hatzlocha in the terms of the Urim Tumim was that everybody will be safe. So there's no danger anymore, so of course he should go. The whole reason why you wouldn't go, I mean, it's a Jewish city, under losing money, why shouldn't you save them? The answer is because you're endangering a Jewish life to do that. Is that permitted? But once he was told by the Urim Tumim that he'll be Matzliach, so of course he should go. So maybe, what's the proof that you're proving that Fat David went, that Iris Mechol HaSaper has equivalent of his Gen HaFoshes? What's the proof? Once he got to the Havtocha from the Urim HaTumim, I can tell you all this is Iskei Mammon. But he went anyway. So Tosfos says that the Losh of the Pasuk was Nilchamim, it says that should he be Nilcham against them? The definition of the word Muhammad means that there's war, that was asking, am I allowed to endanger ourselves? And the answer is you're allowed to endanger yourself because that's a valid, you know, he went and endangered himself. That was what he was going to do. So once that's true, whether it's on the weekday or not, it says it's considered a danger, so it would work for Shabbos also. Okay, let's start the Mishnah. Let's do the Mishnah. Mishiyashiv b'derech. Person was traveling and he sat down to rest. He didn't realize, you know, how close or far he was from any, you know, any city. And he basically had plans that his shemitah will be his erev Shabbos. He said, you know, I'm going to sit down and rest a little bit. Shabbos is about to come. I'm going to stop, and this will be where I'll make my shemitah. So he's planning that should be his base. He'll have 2,000 amos in all directions. Well, Uvomad V'ro'ah Arayu B'samach L'ir. He gets up later on after the Seisuk comes, his Shmita has been effective, and he realizes that he's within 2,000 amas of the city. So he's within the Tchum of the city. So Remeir says, Hoyo V'lohoysa Kamanosa L'kachleik Lo Yikoneis Tibi Remeir. He has no heter to go into the city beyond his tchum. His tchum is where he is. So if you have before a person goes into a city based on his tchum, he stops where his tchum stops. He doesn't get the whole city like Dalet Amos and 2,000 Amos and beyond. He gets 2,000 Amos in his spot and that's it. That wasn't his intention. Rehudomer Yikones. That we said that was really what his intention was. Had he realized that, he would have wanted that. So it's like it was a Kavana Batos, and his real Kavana was to be part of, be in the city. And I'll bring you a maisa to support that, because there was a case of Lo Miskava, means he had no intent to be a part of the city. Like this case, he didn't realize, and then really later on he realized, and he went. He went into the city. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Tanya Amar Yehuda. So the Brisa brings it. Rabbi Yehuda said that they has the story of the Brisa a little bit more of it with Rabbi Tarfon a little more elaborate. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maisa, but Rabbi Tarfon showed him a halach b'derech l'chosh k'loy. It was b'derech. It got dark. Malon was getting dark. Malon chutz l'ir, and he spent the night outside of the city in that spot. Shacharis. In the morning, matzau roye boker. So the cowherds found him. I mean, I guess they were also spent the night outside of the city, but they were from the city, so they knew. Amrul Rebbe, a rehiir lefanecha. He called us. Your mom is right here by the city. It's just around the bend. Go in. Nichnas v'yashav beis medrash v'darsh kol yom kulas. He went in and he went to beis medrash and he taught. So you see that he was nichnas even though it was lo miskav. So Amrulai, so the Chacham said back to Amrulai. Change the gears. So Amrulai, so Rameir said back, and the Chacham said back. Hashem Raya, that's not a Raya. Hashem Beliba Hayisah. Either that was, we don't know what he was thinking. We're assuming that he was thinking, Oyvei, I'm, you know, forget it. So who knows how long till the city? I might as well make a shiur. We don't know that he didn't say that. Oh, based on Medrash, Mulva B'Sayot Chumar Hayah. Maybe that his distance that he had that. Rameir says, maybe I'm right, you get 2,000 from where you are. It happened to be the base of Medrash was within those 2,000 Amos. So what's the riot? Okay, Mishi Yosha B'Dez Agrashi B'Derev L'Nuach Shoya Oyeh, he was tired of L'Hoyeh Deyeshu B'Tchum here. He didn't know he was within the tomb of the city. L'Chosh K'Loy Shom, and it got dark already over there. V'Shom Ad'Roh Shu Samach L'Ir U'B'Tchum. When he got up, he realized that he was within the tomb of the city. So Rameir says, L'Hoyeh Kones L'Ir. We was kachi here. You can't become like a member of the city. He measured 2,000 amas of Gadafor, which is average steps, is an amma. But Malkam Shekolu, and as far as that takes him, that's as far as you're allowed to go with. My son retired from here. He didn't know that he was in the tomb of the city. When he had no intent for the city, Alabim Kamen, where he was, and he went in. So Mor says that they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe believe all you, because Yosher Shom Hayu Yedei Shu B'Seich Alpayim L'Makom Shisase. He realized that the city was within 2,000 amas of where he positioned himself. So that wouldn't be a riot.